And time to check in with Kyle Draper of NBC Sports Boston to get the real lowdown on what's happening in the sports world. Hello there, Kyle.
Rich, what's up, man? How are you today?
Well, I'm good. I'm getting ready for something to start here soon, and it looks like, maybe first out of the gate will be hockey. 24 teams in some kind of postseason tournament. Did the Bruins get hosed in this?
Yeah, I think so. You know, when you're looking at the NHL's plan, it seems the Bruins have worked hard all season long to have the best record, the most points. And yet, with this playoff format, you have to sort of play a round robin to determine your seeding. You know, I think the top four teams should just have their seeding as is. And so, I think the Bruins did get screwed a little bit, no doubt about it.
And any indication yet of where they might end up playing?
No, you know, like you look at some of the sites that are being considered, whether it's Toronto or Chicago or something like that. I can't see Toronto, right? You can't see, all those, United States teams going up there, Canada opening up its borders to all those teams. So, maybe a Chicago or, really, I would imagine, we're talking, playing in July, so weather won't be a factor. I was going to say maybe go to a warm city, but by that time, everywhere should be a good climate. Hopefully it's not Vegas, though. You hate to see, all the Eastern teams have to head out there. They're going to do it in two separate locations. So I'd imagine Chicago or something like that for the Bruins.
I absolutely agree with your tweet from yesterday about Major League Baseball players. They are never going to accept this offer that the owners have put out there.
No, I agree. It's just, and I understand somewhat, the owners say, we're losing 50% of our games. We're losing, the gate at home, no fans there or anything like that. I understand that. But if you're a player, you look at a guy like Mike Trout making, $35 million and having to cut down to $7 million. Put it this way, Rich. Let's say a guy is making $100,000 just in your normal day of work.
Yes.
And then your boss comes to you and says, will you take $20,000 or $22,000? I mean, that's just, that's ludicrous. You're talking close to 80% of these guys' salary. And as we know, the baseball union is a strong union. So there's going to have to be some compromise out there.
You guys have got a new Celtics Talk podcast out. Jason Tatum, one of the topics of conversation. Can he be the best player in the league?
Ooh, that's some lofty expectations, right, man? That's I think he can, but to be that, when you look at the best players in the league, to me, they not only do it regular season but postseason. And so we've seen flashes of Tatum. He can't be great during the regular season. The Celtics are going to have some success in the postseason, and he's going to have to be the guy. Fortunately for him, we started to see that throughout the season, right? Earlier in the season, it was Kemba Walker being the man, but as they moved on, Tatum became that number one guy. And so I think he can get there. He has all the tools. His skill set is amazing. When you look at the next 5 to 7 years, you got to throw him, Zion in there, as some of the young best players in the league.
We're talking with Kyle Draper of NBC Sports Boston. So how many NBA teams do you think actually end up playing in whatever configuration they get back to?
I think, when you look at it, maybe 20 teams, 10 teams each conference. You have to look at those teams that are seated 9th and 10th right now. Maybe they had a shot at cracking the playoffs, and so maybe you give them some time. But, I think ultimately it won't be a regular season. I think what you'll see is, like the NHL did, open up the playoffs a little bit more. Maybe you have team 7 through 10 do a playoff, like a mini bracket or something like that. You just hate to be a team that's, a game out of a playoff spot and have it in like this.
If the Celtics were to make a run in whatever postseason there is, or whoever it is that wins an NBA championship, does that come with some sort of an asterisk? Is it a tarnished championship?
Heck no, Rich. Think about it, man. If you're a player, you're a champion no matter what, right? It doesn't matter if you play 50 games or 100 games, You're still getting that Larry O'Brien trophy. I think, you will be remembered as the team that won during the pandemic year. But some people say, it's more of an honor to do that, right? All this time laid off, you're right. Not in full 100% conditioning shape. you know, and especially if the league changes up the playoff format and goes through a 1-16. I mean, it could be a tough road to go through. And so, you know, as a champion, no matter what.
Kyle, did you watch any of the big golf match on Sunday with Peyton and Brady and the crew?
Yeah, I did. I watched pretty much all of it, you know, and I thought it was fantastic, man. It was, you know, great to see live sports back, some personality from the guys. You could tell Phil Mickelson probably took it more serious than others. You know, he was breaking down every single shot. But, Rich, when you look at Tom Brady, he had the range of emotions. I mean, the guy couldn't hit anything off the tee. Then on number 7, I think it is, he, you know, sinks that one from about 150 out or whatever. Then he splits his pants. I mean, he had like everything that could happen to him during those 18 holes.
It was good to see him humanized a little bit out there.
Yeah, exactly. And it's a place where, you know, a situation you don't see Tom in. He's normally so focused, so dialed in, you know, nothing but the facts, you know, Frank Drebin style. So it was good to see him joke, you know, take some shots at Peyton Manning, take some shots at Charles Barkley. You know, I think, you know, fans would like to see more of that from Tom Brady. But he's such a private guy, and so it was great to see, though.
All right, two important questions left. Kyle, number one, did you find any Italian ice today?
I'm here right now, actually. I got my wife in line. We're about to enjoy it as a family out here. So, yes, I did. Richie's here in Everett. I'm at right now.
Beautiful. And what flavor do you go with?
See, I discussed this with my kids, Rich, and they don't understand, and I had to share with them. You always go with cherry because I'm a sweet guy, right?
Right.
So once the cherry melts down, it's like, you know, a sweet Kool-Aid juice almost. And so, you know, I feel like you get the best flavor, you know, the sweetest taste. And so I'm a cherry guy all the way. I know I may be plain. I know some people may want bubble gum or watermelon or something like that, but I'm a cherry guy all the way.
The classics never get old.
Exactly. There's a reason why. They're classics, right? They've been around forever, the most popular kind.
When will we get to see you on NBC Sports Boston again?
Tomorrow, looking at 6 o'clock, early edition we got. Then we got Town Fair Tire Sports tonight, tomorrow at 10. And so I got to figure, I would say, Rich, in the next week, we should have some major NBA news. So I'm looking forward to that.
Excellent. Check out the podcast as well. Kyle, we appreciate it. As always, enjoy that shaved ice there, and we'll check in with you next week.
All right, my friend. Take care, man.
Kyle Draper with us here on Downtown every Wednesday afternoon.